Thank you for your tefillah.
Now I understand the concept of Yeshua Hashem Keherifayim. Now I see you. I haven't seen you all year. I just saw your shadow, so now I see you. Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. So let's learn. Master Yisrael. There's a tremendous yet hard to tell stories, but we came here to learn, right? So let's learn. Masnisin. Kol hashtara sa'olim bar kol shavdei kochavim. That's what we're up to, correct? Kol hashtara sa'olim bar kol shavdei kochavim. Afal pi shechosmeim ovdei kochavim. Ksheirim. Chutz vigitei nashim shechori avodim. Bo nisha'er ka'et im ha'shita shel Tanakama. As a Gemara, me'ira shelachora yesh kan ba'aya bedinei kinyonim. Ma pitom she arkot shalov de kochavim yu al ramah shevshar likvoa dvarim bechoshen mishpat haishtar achaspa bialmahu. As al hashela hazot haishtar achaspa bialmahu yesh kan shnei kivunim. Yesh kan akivun shel Shmuel shedina de machusa dina v'yesh kan lishna basra ibo yisema tini chutz mikigite nashim. As tzrichim lehavin kan kama v'kama devarim. Bo nelech im ze beseder etchem bikvot harashba. Harashba meir shedina nachusa dina ze lo eze halacha mekomit etzleinu. Ze hanacha bashas. Atem istakaltem b'mesoras hashas. Ritem ze gemara b'babasra. Ze gemara b'babakama. Ze gemara b'nedarim. Ze hanacha. Shehinichu chazal, shedina de machusa dina. Lo matzanu, misha cholek al zev, lachin ma pitom, sheyesh kan, ibo yeseima. Az al hashela hazot, la rashba, yesh shlosha kivunim. Kivun echad, shelo kol ma she nir'e ve'aliyol, ze nachon. In other words, shefshar lahagid, ikoman do'amar, the trei lishnei plige ahadodi, the lishmuel shtar matana holevar kos kana, o lishna basra lo kani afilu hechadika harmena demalka. Pashut kan yesh lano dea, the sleeper shita shebetzem choleket gam bebaba basra vegam bebaba kama vegam benedarim besoveret shein din shaldina machusa dina. Okay, sheyesh kan bemet machloket amoraim haim. Kayam din dina d'machusa dina, v'lefi ashita hazot im nifsok, kamo halishna basra, v'anach yodim sha'ga'onim b'derech kal kasher yesh ibo yeseima sevru shapsak kamo halishna basra, az ein din shel dina d'machusa dina. Pashut zeh, ein. This is ze ibo yeseima ma'od 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 mashmuti. Ze hashita harishona shel harashba kan v'he'arot. Omrim it's shekain mashma mitosvot bedaf tetamadet. Shanachdarino shetosvot atafem mitalem. Meviat adin shel arkaot, mitalem, mikol hamusag shel dina de machus adina, vahu poseka malishna basra, shebishtari matana ha arkaot hemelo yilim. We can't be samech on the arkaot vishtari matana, forget, vahule. Tosvot, you know, it's kat yitachin shezashitashala. Mashu madim, komash tosvot poskim, she ein din shaldina de machusa dina, beofen goref. Kali. You know, this is a very, very powerful approach if we're going to link it in with tosvos. Aval kach anachnu motzim, she yesh kaze shita ba gaonim, ve. מובא בשם רבנו חנן, אלא זה ייתכן שזה שיטה תוספות. אוקיי? מה השיטה השנייה של הרשב"א? ואיכא מן דפריש דלא פליגי, אלא שמואל היכא דאיכא הרמנה דמלכה, ופירוקה בסרה היכא דלקה הרמנה דמלכה. וזה נראה עיקר דקיימון בעלמא דינא מחוסא דינא. כלומר, what did we just do? As opposed to creating a machlokes, what did we do? We have an עיקר and a Yotze Dofen. Maha Ikar. Maha Psaka. You know, it's Eze Lashon Kan. Ze Klal Godel Batora. לפי הדעה הזאת, איזה, יש כאן שתי לשונות. הלשנה כמה, דינה נמחוס הדינה, זה הכלל גדול בתורה. איי, אז איך הלשנה באסרה מתעלמת מכלל גדול בתורה? אז בא הרשב"א ואומר, וקימתא, יש וקימתא, שיש איזושהי חברה שאין הרמנה דמלכה. יש החברה של החמאס בעזה. אין הרמנה דמלכה, איש כל הישר בין אב יעשה. אם יש חברה של איש כל הישר בין אב יעשה, אין עניין של בניין, של חברה מסודרת וכולי, שמה אנחנו אומרים שחוץ מכגיטי נשים, אבל ברגע שיש הרמנה דמלכה, ברגע שיש את הקיבוץ של האנשים בצורה מסודרת, אז דינה דבחוס הדינה. כלומר, just to marginalize the Lishna Basra. וזה הרשב"א אומר עיקר, ובסוף הוא אומר שזה דברי רש"י. דברי רש"י זל נירא דספירא ליה דאמרינן הוכא דינא מחוס הדינא היכא דאיכא הרמנא דמלכא, כפירוש המציאה דכסיבנא. And that's why, כן, רש"י בדף תסמא דייז מתעלם מהלשנא באסרא. בדיוק כמו שתוספות מתעלם מהלשנא קמא, רש"י מתעלם מהלשנא באסרא. רק אומר, רש"י אומר שכל הדין של הרכוס זה דינא מחוס הדינא. יש כאן לשנא באסרא, איך רש"י מתעלם? כי זהו קימתא. זהו קימתא. במקום שאין מלכוס, במקום שאין הרמנא דמלכא, אז שמה אנחנו מאמינים את זה כן, במצב של תני חוץ מכגיטי נשים. ואז יש לרשב"א גם שיטה שלישית. ויש דוחין, דלא אמרינן הוכא דינא מחוס הדינא, אלא בדברים שהן להנועס המלך. כלומר, שהלשנא קמא סוברת שדינא מחוס הדינא זה כלל גדול בתורה. הלשנא באסרא, דינא מחוס הדינא זה כלל גדול בתורה. אלא, עם הגבלה אחת, with a limitation. כלומר, לא מדובר כאן על מחלוקת, לא מדובר כאן על הוקימתא, אלא יש הגבלה. There's a limitation, הדינא מחוס הדינא. What's the limitation? הנועס המלך. מס. Okay? משהו שהמלך יקבל את האחוז שלו, את ה-5%, את ה-10% וכולי, זה דינא דמלכוסא. מה שאין כן כאשר, לפי הלשנא קמא, לא צריכים הנועה. לפי הלשנא באסרא, צריכים הנועה. זה המחלוקת, האם דינא דמלכוסא זה unlimited, בלי הגבלה? כן, המלך קובע שכל שטר שייכסף ביום רביעי, שצריך 3 עדים. אין בזה הנועה למלך, כן? Just, you know, ככה הוא קבע. מה? אז לפי הלשנא קמא זה פועל, לפי הלשנא באסרא זה לא פועל. אז הוא הדין לגבי זה שכל כל הערכאות, אז אין למלך מזה הנאה ישירה. הנאה יש לו, שהמלכות שלו מסודרת, אבל לא הנאה ישירה, it doesn't reach in his treasury. אז לכן, זה לפי הלשנא באסרא, אין כאן דינא דמלכוסא דינא, לפי הלשנא קמא יש כאן דינא דמלכוסא דינא, כן?
בדרך כלל, when we say you buy the same lot, isn't it usually saying either one or the other? In other words, like, you buy the same as
Ebo is same as one or the other, but the question is between what and what are we choosing? According to all deos, Ebo is same is either or. We have a choice of choosing one of these two shitot. The question is, what is underlying the Ebo Yisema? What's underlying the second Shita? Is the second Shita uprooting the first Shita? Is the second Shita saying the first Shita is correct, however, there's an Ukimta, and therefore we offer an Ebo Yisema and an Ukimta? Or is the second Shita claiming that the first Shita is limited? And that's why the Ebo Yisema. Everyone agrees the Ebo Yisema is an alternative. The question is as to what alternative is being offered over here. What is Ebo Yisema negating the first Shita? Is it not negating it at all, but simply setting up an alternate track? Or is Ebo Yisema limiting the first Shita? Elo hein shlosha tadayot. As yesh kan be'etzem, mitoch shlosha tadayot, shnei dayot legabei dina machus adina. Kamar hadayah harishona, the first Shita, is alishna basra, choleket al dina machus adina. But within dina machus adina, yesh kan be'etzem shnei shitot. השיטה השנייה, שדינא דמלכוסא דינא, זה בכל מקרה, כל זמן שיש הרמנא דמלכא, as long as we have a society we have Dina de Machusa Dina, Zeshitat Rashi, Vashita Achrona, Zesh Lafia Lishna Basra, Dina Machusa Dina, Zeraka Shir Yesh Hana Ala Melech, the Makoro Toshita Barishonim Zemi, who is the author of this Shita, the third Shita? First Shita Tosos, second Shita Rashi, who's the third Shita? Who's the one who distinguishes between Hano Ala Melech and Nan Hano Ala Melech? The Rambam. Komar zeh haRambam lufi haMagid Mishnah. HaMagid Mishnah beHilchos Malva Velova Perek of Zayin Halacha Aleph Toenet Shezeh Shitat haRambam Ki haRambam Medaber Al Dina Machus Adina Mitzatetet Kol Hagmarot Yesh Arichut Gedola beHilchos Gzeila VaAveda Perek Hei V'Shama Yesh Mikre Shel Mas VaOd Mas VaOd Mas VaOd Mas Dina Machus Adina Zeh Kol Ma SheNichnas LaOtzar Shel HaMelech. As ba haMagid Mishnah vaOmer שהרמב״ם מגביל דינא דמחוסא דינא למצבים שהמלך מרוויח. זה דינא דמחוסא דינא, מצבים שהמלך הוא מרוויח. אוקיי, אז לכן יש לנו אם כן תוספות והגאונים, זה השיטה הראשונה, רש"י והרשב"א, זה השיטה האמצעית, והרמב״ם הוא השיטה השלישית. אז בואו ננסה להבין מה המחלוקת כאן בין רש"י לרמב״ם. רש"י והרשב"א מצד אחד, שדינא דמחוסא דינא זה unlimited, אפילו לפי הלשנא בעשרא, רק צריכים הרמנא דמלכא, לבין הרמב״ם שצריכים הנועה למלך. כן, שמו. According to Rashi, there's no hagbalah. We apply dina d'machusa dina to any situation where you have a society. Any society that has a court system, we say dina d'machusa dina. It's irrelevant if it's a, okay, as long as it's a court system. As long as you have arkaot. As shalachti etchem rishonim sheyesh ta'amim shonim l'dina d'machusa dina. אז מה שכבר ראינו זה רש"י, שמה המקור של דינא דמחוסא דינא? No, my Rashi might have said him a days. Nachon. Hamakor ze shedinim ze echad nizayin bitzvos b'nei melech. Okay. Yesh od mikoros le dinat machus adina. Nu. Menachem. You read all the articles. You heard all the shiur. You know what? What other mekoros are there for dina chusa dina? Shmuel omer dina chusa dina. Lama? Maze banui? Hefker bezin hefker ze nagil ze achar kach. That's not a reason. That's a ze emtsai. That's the means. That's how it works. I'm not asking how it works. I'm asking why it works. Why does it work? What authority? What's the source of the authority in which we're going to say dina chusa dina? So one is that this is a mitzvah b'nei Noach. The mitzvah b'nei Noach is to set up courts. Yes.
Set up their land if they want to.
As yesh lanu din shel kibush. Komar kibush hamelach. We're the servants of the king. The king conquered us, and he can do with us what he wants. He can send us out of the land. V'chula is that nafna motzim. Rishonei Sfarad, Baritva, Barashva, Biyavamos.
Didn't live through it.
Nemtov. We all Jews live through it. Kibush HaMelech. Kibush HaMelech. Va'az, yesh lanu et ha-shita meforsemet shel haran, shelachen ulai be'eretz Yisrael, ein dina chusadina, ki ha-melech hu lo kovesh otanu. In other words, he can't throw us out. We belong here as much as he does. Okay. Ze shita shnia. Ma shita shlishit? Shereitim in the articles or in the Rishonim directly.
Yesh
Rashbam Bebaba Basra Shama Badaf Dalad Medbez. Hey, Shaharashbam Omer Sheze Masha Hume Kara Social Contract. Omer Shahachevra Kibla Atzma Et Adinim Shel HaMelech. It's not that the Melech imposes himself on the Chevra, the society sets up rules. We don't have a situation of Ishes Reyehu Chayim B'lo'o. So the Chevra, you know, the Sword Dinam Husadina is society. Society sets it up. And finally, one more. You mentioned before Shmuel, but not Shmuel the Amora. What about Shmuel the Navi? What did Shmuel HaNavi tell Klal Yisrael when they asked for a king? Do you know what you're getting yourselves into? There's a parsha of the Melech, that a king has powers. You know that the king can now take your daughters, he can take your sons, he can have a draft, he can do this, he can do that. We have a concept of Parshas HaMelech. This is the Gra in Choshen Mishpat. And the Meiri Baba Kama. The Gra Choshen Mishpat, the Meiri Baba Kama, that we have over here, Parshat HaMelech. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf in the days says that, you know, these are powers that are given to a king, that every king, be a Jewish king, a non-Jewish king, has these powers. This is part of what it means to be a king. Okay? Now let's link these four shitot into basically, within Dina Machusadina, we have seen one option, that Dina de Machusadina is total. Okay? Calls man Sheesh Harmana de Malka. Harmana de Malka, you said that we have an orderly society. As long as we have an orderly society, we have Dina Machusadina. Then it applies to across the board. Then, you know, it's irrelevant whether the king gets Hanor or not. And the other, Dina Chusadina, is Dafka, Kasher, Yesh, Lamelech, Hana'a Yishiro. Right? This was linked in with Rashi, the Testament Days, and the Rashba. And over here, this was, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Shita of the Rambam. Which reasons for Dina Mahusadina, which whys would give us the what? Which whys would give us the what? We have Mitzvah Bnei Noah, Kibush, Social Contract, Parashas HaMelech. Okay, then. Exactly. Yes, if basically we're dealing with something which stems from the society, either because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a mitzvah or because they decided on their own, so my nafkamina, whether there's Hanoah for the king or not, this is not where we're starting from. We're not starting from the king. We're starting from the Arkaot. The Arkaot, the society. That's where the Koach comes from. Again, either God-made, man-made, right? But we're dealing with a just society. The just society creates a Dina Mechus Adina. So it's irrelevant if there's any hana'ash yeshira. Masha'en came, if we're dealing with the world of kibush, or we're dealing with parshas hamelech, namely that our starting off point is the king, qua king, right? Then we come to the second sheet. And when we speak of dina de malchusa dina, how would you translate malchusa? Malchusa, according to number one, means what? Dina the law of the land. The law of the land. The law of the society. According to the second, Dina de Malchusa, the law of the king. of the king. Nafgamina, what if the king doesn't get hanod? Is this still something which is binding? According to one, the king's hanod is irrelevant. According to two, that's the source of the whole din.
Number two, dafka has to be a king. Could it be any governing body?
That's an excellent question. That's a machlokas rishonim. That there are rishonim who say that it has to be a kingdom which is a monarchy which is handed over from generation to generation. It's a machlokas rishonim.
There seems to be a difference between two and four.
Nachon. In other words, there are differences between nachon. There would be differences between two and four. But in terms of our shitas, what we have in our Gemara, we have three lashonos in the Rashba as to what is the Lishna Basra. We pass on like the Lishna Basra. What is the Lishna Basra? According to Rashi, Lishna Basra is the Lishna Kama. Right? Just it's an ukinte. If there's no society, then we have a Tani Chutzmi. But according to the Rambam, the Lishna Basra limits the Lishna Kama. According to Tosfos, the Lishna Basra negates the Lishna Kama. Okay? So we have over here then this Machlokes. The two Deos in Dina and Mechusa Dina, according to the Lishna Basra, are the Lishna Basra agrees with the Lishna Kama, but sets up an ukimta in a case where there's no malchus, in a case where there's no harmon of the malchus, that's where we have the din of chutz mi kegite nashim. According to the third approach of the Rashba, which is the Rambam, the Lishna Basra disagrees with the Lishna Kama, and this would be the machokus between the two lishonos, going back to the four deos. Okay? This is the first keta of the Rashba. The second keta of the Rashba. Yes?
So, the Rashi is saying the Lishna Basra is a hesper.
Yes?
On the Lishna Kama.
Yes?
It's a hesper. It's even more than a kut. It's an explanation of the Lishna Kama.
Okay.
Even though the Ibai Saim Elashon suggests a more second option.
According to Rashi, the Lishna Basra is not suggesting is saying that in a case where there's no dina machus adina, then you'd read the Mishnah chutz mi kegite nashim. In a case where there is no. Right? That's the way Rashi would. And therefore, he totally ignores it on daf tesamad biz. Okay. Then the Rashba continues, and he quotes his Rebbe. V'Rabbeinu Harav Natre Rachmana. The Rabbeinu Harav Natre Rachmana is Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the Rebbe of the Rashba. We, in other words, Pirsha Lazo explained the Dina of Dina Mechusa Dina, the Perek Cheskas Abatim. That's what we have the Sefer, Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah on Baba Basra. The Hochi Ko'amar. That the Rabbeinu Yonah explained the two Lashonos in our Gemara, and even though the Rashba Kos Rabbeinu Yonah has first explained the Lishna Basra and then the Lishna Kama, will go in order. Okay, first we'll explain the Lishna Kama, and then the Lishna Basra. V'hod Kamar Shmuel, going to the Lishna Kama. Taima mishum dinan machus adina perusha she'ein hamocher yochol lachzor bo od shekvar hufka mimenu hasade bedina de machusa. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying something amazing. Rabbeinu Yonah, who must be Maza Dinan Machusa Dina, Ophia Lishna Kama, Zeloshe Hadina de Machusa, Yachol Haavir, Mamon Shel Ruven Lushimon. Kedela Haavir, Mamon Shel Ruven Lushimon, Srihim Kinyan. Vieshon or Rishima Shel Kinyanim, Bachoshe Mishpat, Mashicha, Hagba, Kesef, Shtar, Yeshon Komine Kinyanim, Bachoshe Mishpat. Dina de Malchusa medaberet al ze she'efshar lahotzi et ha-kinyan la-poal. That we can enforce kinyanim. Dina de Malchusa, a non-Jewish court, can enforce a kinyan which is made in a Jewish system. That's a din of Dina Malchusa Dina. It's a question of enforcing the sale. Namely, if we have a shtar machira, according to the beginning of the first, there is two deyos over here, according to the first deya within Rebbe Yonah, if we have a shtar machira that was signed by Goyim, if that shtar machira is dealing with a case where there was money that was handed over, and the money that was handed over served as a kinyan, then, based on the shtar of the arkaot, what we can do is enforce it. We can, that the Beis Din of arkaot have the power of enforcement. What is that power of enforcement called? And this is the Shit Rabbeinu Yonah of Dina Machusa Dina. What is that power of enforcement? Here we're not dealing with the why. We're dealing with the what. What is happening? Hefker. This is Hefker Beis Din Hefker. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. That Dina Machusa Dina is a din of Hefker Beis Din Hefker post the Kinyan of a Jew. Namely, that after already I know that I bought this Al Pi Dine HaTorah, then I can go to a Beis Din of the Arkaot and they'll enforce the Dine HaTorah. They'll enforce the Dine HaTorah. Namely, that if I, let's say, want to buy a field from Shimon, what I'll do is as follows. I'll give my money to Shimon in front of two Edim, and then I'll go to the Arkaot and write a Shtar. Now, in reality, what happened was that the fact that I gave him the money, that's what gives me the kinyan to the field. But I go to the arkaot to write a shtar, because if there's ever an error on my ownership, the arkaot can serve to give it back to me. In other words, we're using them as my law enforcement agency. They are the ones who are who have the ability to be mafkia the karka from the hands of A and give it to B. But they're doing it according to Dine Torah. That's Shmuel's Dina Machusa Dina. Just read it again. Dina Machusa Dina Perusha she'en ha-mocher yochol lachzor bo'od she'kvar hufka mimenu ha-sode b'dina de Machusa u'kishiyachzik bo ha-lo yizke v'lo b'shtar atzmo zolche bo u'kamo she'ata omer b'shtar imecher de'bezuzei kani. Bezuzei kani. Namely, I need a kinyan that works in Choshen Mishpat. And once I have a kinyan that works in Choshen Mishpat, then the Dina de Machusa has the power to enforce that kinyan. Hefker Beis Din Hefker is enforcing halacha. They have the power to enforce it. Or, then the Rabbeinu Yonah continues, Inami Efshar Bishtar. We can even say that even if I didn't give the money over yet to Daniel, I owe him the money, but we have a shtar of our ka'ot, that would be a kinyan in Choshen Mishpat. How can a shtar of arkaot signed by Goyim be a kinyan of Choshen Mishpat? So the Rabbeinu Yonah continues. Hai situmta kanya ba'asra denehige lemikne. This is the concept of situmta. What is situmta?
Something we agree upon.
Something that not we agree upon, but beyond that, it's the minhag hamakom. That which is the minhag of the makom has power in halacha. Like in the diamond industry, a handshake, mazel u bracha, that's the minhag hamakom of how you make kinyanim. So that halachically has validity. Since, if we're dealing with a society where the shtar arkaot is used as the means of kinyan, that has halachic validity. That's a din of situmta. Once it has halachic validity, then hefker bez din hefker, the arkaot can enforce it. So Rabbeinu Yonah limits, in other words, the din of dina machusa dina to enforcement. Not to creating new frameworks, but rather to enforcing that which holds Bedine Yisrael. The Hefker Beis Din Hefker that normally we apply to a Jewish court, we can apply it also to a non-Jewish court. Why there would be a Din of Hefker Beis Din Hefker for a non-Jewish court? That could be because of Shem Yisrael, it could be because of Kibush, could be because of the Chevra, could be because of Parashas HaMelech, but the means we're talking about over here is not a means of creating Kinyanim, but of enforcing Kinyanim. That's what everyone quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, that the din of Dina Chus Adina is the din of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. It doesn't fit into 1, 2, 3, 4. Hefker Beis Din Hefker is the how. How it works. This is why it works. Hefker Beis Din is how it works. So as opposed to a classic understanding of Dina Chus Adina, that Shevas Vissim Zenei Noach means that we have a track of Kinyonim of Bnei Noach, and that applies to Jews as well. No, we don't have a track of Kinyonim of Bnei Noach. We have a track of kinyan of Choshen Mishpat. Once we have the track of Choshen Mishpat, the Goyim can enforce it. Yes?
Would that mean that if the Goyim would enforce, take money from one person and give it to someone else that's not based on Dine Torah, you could go and take your money back?
You could go to, you know, it's in the Beis Din, that wouldn't hold, according to Ben Yonah.
No, in our college, we enforce some kind of Hamtzos Mamon that's not Dine Torah.
That would be Gezel. That would be Gezel. They could do what they want, but that would be Gezel. That's not Dina L'chusa Dina. This is within Shmuel. Okay? What's the Lishna Basra? So now let's go back to Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the Lishna Basra? So he says as follows. V'harav natri rachmana pirasha lazo de perek cheska sochi ka'amar t'ni chutz mikigite nashim v'lo meshenin amlei mishum Dina L'chusa Dina לפי שאין המלך מפקיע ממון ישראל אצל חברו, אלא כל זמן שהוא בא לדון בערכאות שלהם. הלכך, אף על פי שעושה ישראל שטר לחברו בערכאות שלהם, לא הופקעו הסודה מן המוכר על עושו שטר, כל זמן שלא באו בערכאות שבהם. As I understand Rabbeinu Yonah, what he's saying over here is Lishna Basra holds that Dina de Machutza Dina is limited to a situation where you choose to go to the Arkaot from beginning to end. Namely, I want to buy a field. The field, or I want to buy a building in Manhattan. The building in Manhattan is owned by a Jew. I'm a Jew, he's a Jew. If we both decide we're going to take the track of Arkaot, we're going to take the track of Arkaot. And we start off by going to the Arkaot and setting up a shtar v'chulei v'chulei, then Dina Machusa Dina will work in that situation. Then the Hefker Bezdin Hefker, the power of enforcement, can work via the Goyim. However, just to give an example, let's say I'm talking about Mechiras Chametz. So I bring in a Goy into my office on the Rav of the Shul, and I have a shtar harshah. And I have this goy make a kinyan kesef, and I have this goy make a kinyan, in other words, a sudar, and I have this goy make a kinyan agav. And then I tell this goy, now I have a contract from the government, a contract that was written by a lawyer. I want you to sign, and I'm going to sign as well. Now that's not Dina de Machusa Dina. The moment that I started with Dina Yisrael, I can't move over to Dina de Machusa Dina. A Beis Din of Goyim can't enforce that which began in the track of Yisrael. We can't have over here a hybrid, something which begins with Dine Yisrael and then moves over to Dine Akum. That's the Chutz Mikigite Noshim. Ein HaMelech Mafki HaMamon Yisrael Eitzel Chaveiro Ela Kol Zman Shu Ba Ladun Barkaot Shelahem. If from beginning to end I'm in Arkaot Shelahem, then we have Dine Nemechus Adina. Hilkach, Afal Pishi Yisrael Asa Shtarli Chaver Barko Shelahem, after he already went via Dine Yisrael, Lo Hufko Asad Ben HaMocher Osa Shtar, Kolz Man Shelo Bo'u Barko Shelahem from the beginning. Okay, the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra is that the Lishna Kama assumes that as long as I have a Kinyan Yisrael, even if I bring in the Arkos at the end, they have the power of Dine Mechus Adin, of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And Lehefech, I have to start off with a Jewish Kinyan. According to the Lishna Basra, chutz mikigite noshim, that it's not going to work. If I can't start off with Jewish dinim, with Jewish kinyonim, and then move over to the arkaot. The arkaot is a track of arkaot, and that track of arkaot is limited to shtarei raya, etc. There's no track of arkaot that applies to the world of kinyonim. That's a track of arkaot. Okay. So in any case, Rabbeinu Yonah is on a different plane. Than the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim assume that for one reason or another, if you hold Dina Machusa Dina, Kinyonim that are created by Goyim are valid Kinyonim. And they can enforce those Kinyonim. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, we need that the Kinyon be a Jewish Kinyon. It's only enforced by the Beis Din of the Goyim. Okay. This is what we have in the overview. Now let's come back to the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos both bring in over here the issue of Rav Elazar and Edei Mesira. That the Gemara is going to point out, we have a Mishnah. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Eilu Ksherim, even the Gitei Noshim and Shechori Avodim coming out of the Arkos are Ksherim, Lo huskeru, that there's a problem, elevizman shenasu behedyev. That's Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon based on? I mean, so of course the Gemara asks, Halav b'nei krisus ninhu? Now what's the question over here, Halav b'nei krisus ninhu? According to Rashi, Dina machus adina is what sort of halacha? Sheva mitzvot b'nei noach, right? And Sheva mitzvot b'nei noach applies to what area what areas of halacha? Dinim. Dinim is choshe mishpat. This halav b'nei krisus ninhu. Well, this is Gitin v'Kedushin. In other words, there's no dinim in Gitin v'Kedushin. He pointed out Gitin v'Kedushin by b'nei noach are a mitziyut. There's no formality over there. They shack up. They're married. They split. They're not married. There's nothing over there that involves dinim. Halav b'nei krisus ninhu. According to Tosfos, halav b'nei krisus. According to Tosfos, the pasul for Eidim. Right? Katotis is working with the Lishna Basra. We're not basing over here ourselves on Dina Mechuz Adina, but we're basing ourselves on a Takana Midrabanan, a special Takana Midrabanan by Shtari Raya. Over here, by Gitei Nashim, Halav B'nei Krisus Ninhu. Tosis points out, Hanim Matzil Mifrach Halav B'nei Eidus Ninhu, the Nad Achicha. It's Tosis Lashita So, Rashi Lashita So. Gemara answers, Yo'amar Rabbi Zeira, Yorad Rabbi Shimon Lashita So Shrav Elazar. The Omar Eide Mesira Karte. We're dealing in Achinami with a get that's signed by Goyim, but we have Eide Mesira who are Jewish. Derech Agav, who wrote the get in order to first apply Rav Elazar Shita? A Jew. That's what Tosis points out, the last lines of Chasva B'Alma. V'afilu Gitei Nosh, v'afilu Hachi lo machshinim v'gitin, ela v'ksivas Yisrael Eide Mesira. In other words, if we're dealing with a shtar mecher, a shtar matana, that could be written even by a goy, but a shtar, a get has to be the kosavla, has to be written by a Jew, handed over in front of a Jew, but the goyim are the signatories. And so Rabbi Shimon is dealing with the case of Rav Elazar and Eide Mesira. Okay, let's stop over here. This is Rabbi Shimon. What happened to Rav Elazar and Eide Mesira according to Tanakama? What would the Tanakama say if we were dealing with the case of a get that was written by Yisrael, signed by Goyim, and handed over in front of Yisrael? What would the Tanakama say in such a case?
Either he's already married, or he
has a So we have over here Machokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, Pirish Bekuntrus, to have a matzi lishnuye. The Tanakama we could have explained. When we asked the question on the Tanakama, what's the problem? How can a shtar matana be good? It's a chasu bi'alma. How can a shtar matana coming out of our ka'os be good? It's a chasu bi'alma. We gave two answers. One answer, dina machus adina. The other answer, really, it's not good. We could have said, having matzi lishnuye, be'ede mesira v'rav alazarhi. Ella, we have a problem. It's a shinu d'chika, because if Rabbi Shimon is Rav Eliezer, Michlal, the Tanakama, Rav Eliezer. That's all. In other words, that simply because we have Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, we can't push Rav Eliezer into the Tanakama. Had we not had Rabbi Shimon, we would have explained that way in the Tanakama. Me'ikar Hadin, the Tanakama could agree with Rav Eliezer. Just technically, he doesn't because we have Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. That's Rashi. Tosus disagrees. Tosus disagrees. V'omeri, the chihechi, the paslinan beget, Af be'edei mesira v'shemos muvhaki mishum dilma osi lemismach alayu b'lo edei mesira Yisrael ha'chinami paslinan b'shtar matana v'lo tiknu chachomim l'ha'aminam ela b'shtarei milve u'mecher shehem l'raya v'ein na'ase al pi edusan shum kinyan. Okay, the Tosfos disagrees and says that the Tanakama is based on, according to Tosfos, Tanakama is based on a takana. That because if we're dealing with goyim with integrity, we can believe them in shtarei raya. But even those goyim with integrity, we believe in shtarei raya, we wouldn't believe in shtarei kinyan because of asi lemisrach. That next thing you know, shtarei kinyan should require edim asira, you're going to believe them without the edim asira, v'chulei v'chulei, which Rabbanan didn't make a takana on shtarei kinyan. Okay? That's in order. So Rashi over here is Lishitato. We're working with Dina de Machusa. We would have an alternate track, according to Rashi, of Eide Mesira. except for the problem, except for the issue of Rabbi Shimon. According to Tosus, no, we're working all on the level of Drabanan. Rabbanan were metakein here, they weren't metakein there. Rabbanan were choshesh here, they weren't choshesh there. And we can't put Rav Elazar and Eidei Mesira into the Mishnah according to the Tanakhama. Okay, that's what's that Rashi over here is Lishitaso, and Tosus over here is Lishitaso. And then Tosus points out that really we have three ukimtot, if you want to, of Eidei Mesira. That if you hold like Rav Elazar, that Eidei Mesira karte, Eidei Mesira can take three forms. What are the three forms that Eidei Mesira can take? The easiest form of Eidei Mesira? Eidei Mesira mamash. We have two Jews who see the Mesira. What, if you hold like Rav Elazar, Eidei Mesira karte, what alternative do you have to having two Jews who see the Eidei Mesira? Look in Tosfos. Yes? V'afilu im nomar tshishtar matona shechosn bo Yisrael kosher liknos bo v'lo Eidei Mesira, haynu mishum sheyadua ayadei Eidei Chasima shehem ksherim min ha-Torah, sheba hashtar miyad ha-nosin liyad ha-mekabel. We can have a virtual Eidei Mesira. Who could be the virtual Eidei Mesira? The Eidei Chasima. This is what we spoke about, that Eidei Machzima al-Hashtar, Nasak Misha Nechkor Eidusim Bebezdin, it's as though they're made that everything was done Bekashrus. And so if the Shtar is in the hands of the Isha, Kanere, the husband, gave it to her in the right manner. What's a third alternative version of Eidei Mesira? Right. V'chein kosher behodoas nosein shehu kameya Eidim. Okay, so we have, within the world of Rav Elazar, the Eidei Mesira Karte, we have three tracks of Eidei Mesira. One is real Eidei Mesira, one is virtual Eidei Mesira, and the third is Hodoas Baldin. Okay, but this is nothing new, just putting together that which we saw already in the beginning of the perek.
That's only for non-Gittin.
Correct, for Matana. Matana. Okay, now we move over to Rabbi Shimon. Are we all on the same track, on the same page? Continue? Okay, you said it. Now I see you. Previously you were fuzzy, so I never knew you were on the same page. Now, you know, it's much more difficult to see all the question marks. Yes?
What does Binyam mean when it's only Eshtar Matana? Are we saying that if this is getting... Are we saying that you'd rely on the Goyisha signators to say that there was an Asira?
That we're coming to now within the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara now.
I just meant that you need a queue for Cornelius.
You need
couldn't have these three methods of...
You need Dafka Eidim, in other words, aside from these three methods. You need Eidei Kiyum, right? In other words, we have a din of Eidim Dovah Sheber v'Pachos Mishnayim. Okay, yes?
The second draft which Tosfos is bringing, that the virtual Eidei Mesir, would it only apply to Mashurup, or why wouldn't it
apply to Get?
Yeah.
That's what Binyamin pointed out, that we have a din of Eidei Mesir, we have a din of Eidei Kiyum.
So Tosfos isn't saying like the Ram said?
Not necessarily. Okay, now let's move over to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rav Elazar Eidei Mesira Karte, that we, and therefore even a get coming out of our coat signed by Goyim will be kosher. Ay ha'ama Rav Abba moder Rav Elazar mezuyef mitocho shepasul. And here, why don't we have a problem with mezuyef mitocho in terms of the signatories that we're dealing with Eidim Sulim? Hachamay askinam b'shemot muvhakim. The whole problem is maybe you're going to be somach on them elsewhere. No one would be somech on John O'Brien, or can't say that any longer. I don't know if there are any Shemos Mufakim. There was what? There's a Jerusalem Post fellow, O'Sullivan, right?
In
Latin. Right? But who's a Jew? Not a ger. He's a Jew. Okay. Anyway, you go on Shemos Mufakim. Amar Rav Papa. What? Kagon Hormuz Avuda v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. Avol shemos be'enom uvhakim mai lo he hachi the tani sefer lo husker lo bisman shenasu behedyot liflag v'lusni b'didei. Medrash mushim es mufakim Hashem shen mufakim lo hachi nami ko amar. Here we have a very problematic equation. But medrash amurim b'shemos mufakim avol shemos she'en mufakim nase k'mi shenasu behedyot u pesulim. Shemo she'ina muvhakim nase kemi she'nasu behedyot upsulim. According to the way that we're learning now, within Rabbi Shimon, if you were to have a shtar mecher, a shtar matana, that was signed by Goyim with Shemos Mufakim, and handed over in front of Jews, would it be good? Not a trick question.
Yes.
Certainly. If you were to have a Get Isha that was written by a Jew, signed by Goyim with Shemos Mufakim, handed over in front of Jews, would it be good?
Yes.
Yes. If you were to have a Shtar Mecha or a Shtar Matana that was signed by Goyim with Shemos She'enu Mufakim and handed over in front of Jews, would it be good?
No.
No. If you were to have a Get that was written by a Jew, signed by Goyim with Shemos She'enu Mufakim and handed over in front of Jews, would it be good? No. Namely, that there's no difference at this point in the Gemara between a shtar mecher, a shtar matana, and a get. The difference is between Shemos Mufakim and Shemos She'enu Mufakim. Shemos Mufakim, there's no mezuyif mitocho. Shemos She'enu Mufakim, there's mezuyif mitocho. Correct? So what over here is in this equation? Bamedrim amurim v'shemos mufakim. Right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu elu ksherim, that a get isha is kasher, b'shemos muvhakim. However, shemos she'ena muvhakim, nase kemisha nasu behedyot upsulim. What's the psul of hedyot? Ma? No, what's the psul of hedyot over here? It's not an arka, and therefore. And what's the problem with relying on them? No. Hedyot is not a problem of Zuyuf Mitocha. What's Hedyot a problem of?
They don't have
Ne'emonos. There's no Ne'emonos. There's no check and balance. There's no integrity in the Hedyotos. The liars. We're going to assume they're lying. The uniqueness of our Arkaos is Lo Mari Nafshayu. The Arkaos have a reputation to uphold, and that reputation gives ne'emonos to the goyim, right? Kimlan. We're sure the goyim are telling the truth because it was done the arkaos. Remember that we spoke that this sheet is working with the Rambam that a dayan can be posek based on his knowledge that it's true. If he's certain that it's true, then he can be posek in the world of the ne'emonos, etc. And but mashenkin, when we move over to the world of hedyot, the whole check and balance falls off. We assume that they're lying. So the problem of Hedyotos is with Edim Psulim. We have Edim who are liars. The problem of our Kaos with Shemos She'enu Muvhakim is Mezuyif Mitocho. What over here is the comparison? Avol Shemos She'enu Muvhakim, which is a Psul Mezuyif Mitocho, Nase Kemisha Nasu Behedyot, which is a Psul of Edim Psulim, Upsulim. What's the point of comparison? More, even sharp. Look in Rashi. Avol shemo shena muvhakim. Nasu kishare shtaros shel mecher. Shenasu behediotos. Velo arkaos. Shehanu vaday psile. Delo kapte a irure nafshayu. Vachasme shikra. Val korcha chai nasu behediot ashar shtaros koamar. Sheomdim leraya. Dehosam iko lefluge ven hediot learkaot. Ilu beged isha. Vinyan krisus. Hedyot v'arkos shavim. Hachi ka'amar lo huskru gitei ish ali pasel ela b'shemel she'en muvhakim denasu kishar shtaros hanasim behedyot. According to Rashi, the Gemara is making over here, I can erase this now. we're comparing A to B. A, we're dealing with a get, with Shemos, She'enam, Bufakim. This is Muzuyach Mitocha. We're comparing this to Sha'ar Shtaros, according to Rashi, with Sha'ar Shtaros that are done to Hedyot. Hedyot, we're dealing with Edim Shakranim. Edim Sur. This is Rashi's comparison. Comes along the Ramban, in the Rashban, Shrais, Chai V'Kayom. This is apples and oranges. Here we're dealing with Get, here we're dealing with Sha'ar Shtaros. Here we're dealing with the Psul of Mazuyach Mitocho, here we're dealing with the Psul of Edim Sulit. The common denominator is what, according to Rashi? Just as B is puzzle, so also A is puzzle. But I mean, you know, it's what kind of common there's no point of interaction. It's like saying that we're going to compare eating outside of a sukkah with eating chametz on Pesach. Just like this is usher, this is usher. That's not a comparison. Because, I mean, we have thousands of things that are usher. I mean, we could have come up with it, if B over here could have been anything. It could have been probing. We could have said that the get with Shemo, Shemo Pakim, is like Krovim. It's like Nogeya B'davar. I mean, what's the point of comparison over here? We're dealing with different shtaros, and we're dealing with different psulim. This is what bothered the Rishonim. So here, and at this point we'll stop, just to see what bothered, Tosus Rid goes off on a wild goose chase, on a tangent, fascinating, to create an equation. The Tosus and the Rashba go in their direction. This is what everyone was bothered by. According to Rashi, we have over here a comparison. It's true. This is puzzle and this is puzzle, but what kind of comparison is it? Where is the point of intersection between these two sides? Okay, so we'll stop over here. What I'd like you to see then is the Rashba quoting the Ramban. See these two Tosus over here, Liflog and Nase, and the Tosus Rid. Right, that's I think was left to the Mar Makomos. Yeah, look, anyone have a copy of Mar Makomos? Just one thing we mentioned now, Tosus Rid, right? These Tosus that Rashba. This we saw, as you can see. Just the Rambam, so this is old business. The Rambam has two deos in Hilchos, Malva Velova, Perek, Kavzayan, Halacha Aleph. What is the status of Shtarei Halva'a in terms of Dina de Mahusa Dina? Passing like the Lishna Basra, right? Lishna Basra distinguishes between Shtarei Raya, where we say Dina de Mahusa Dina, and Shtarei Kinyan, where Arkos, you say, Shtarei Raya, She'olim Barkos are good, Shtarei Kinyan, She'olim Barkos are no good. That's what Rambam Paskins. And Shtarei Halva, the Rambam says, are like Shtarei Raya, and in other words, the Olim Barakos as well, and the Gonim say are not Olim Barakos. What's the Machlokes in terms of Shtarei Halva'a? Whether it's a Shtarei Raya, whether it's a Shtar Kinyan. I Shtarei Halva'a, aren't they always Shtarei Raya? The money was handed over. So what would turn a Shtar Kinyan into a, what would turn a Shtar Halva'a into a Shtar Kinyan? The question is, what creates the Shibud Karkos? Is it, as we discussed, is it the Halva'a, or is it the shtar? Okay?
Wait, so the Rambam says it's not?
I don't remember which direction it went. I remember which direction.
Right, I thought the Rambam left, he said it's a
shtar kinyan? Okay, good. But the machlokes is, what, in other words, whether we view a shtar, whether we view a shibud as stemming from a shtar, or we view the shibud as stemming from the halva. And that we discussed goes back into the world of shibud adarais. Okay, so that's why I sent you to that Mar Makom. But again, the Rambam is assuming there's no din of dinam achusah being over here, because it's not for the hanoah of the king. But rather, this is a takana that relates to shtari raya, doesn't relate to shtari kinyan. Okay. Any questions? Okay. So, Lina, next time we'll start with. explaining the comparison according to Tosfos Reed and according to Tosfos and the Rashba, and then we'll continue until the Mishnah. Basically, Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. You'll see the Rashba as well until the Mishnah. And next, a week from today, we'll continue. We'll go back into the world of Zochin L'Adam Shel Befanav.
That are created in our coast. If it was for sure our coast.